Tom Ceratori joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom, on a opening weekend sweep.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It is a goal of virtually every hockey team: win the third period. You win the third period, you win the hockey game tonight.
No, exactly. And it was a physical game. It was a tough game. The first two periods, they're just a good hockey team, and they're strong. You saw it. I mean, they're just really strong. They're hard to play against, and you know, we're a little undersized, and they neutralized us, I thought, pretty good for a couple periods. And then we got some space, and we got loose a few times in the third.
Well, your special teams came up big tonight. You hold Bowling Green scoreless on the power play all weekend long, so the penalty kill real solid, and then you get those two power play goals. Special teams starting off pretty strong for you here.
Yeah, you know, no question. And I thought Jerry's was a 4-on-4 goal. It says power play here.
Oh, you're right.
No, but it says power play on the – you guys might have the game sheet as well.
Yeah, it does.
You know, but I think that was a 4-on-4 goal.
You're right. It was a 4-on-4 goal.
But still, you know, Harmsey's on the 5-on-3, and, you know, a 4-on-4 is a special – it's a special – you know, really it's a special team's goal as well. So, but, again, they got loose in the first on that shorty as well. But, no, it was just it was a tough go of it for a while right there, and I thought the guys saved their best period of the weekend for last.
Everybody knew that Bowling Green was going to come out like gangbusters to start the game, and you guys weathered that storm. And all of a sudden, Brett Beauvais makes a heck of a shot on a perfect pass by Nate Arntz, and just like that, the tide swings. And hockey is such a momentum game. It's so predictable that way, though.
Well, no question. And, boy, it's nice getting the first goal because, as you know, Schultze, you've been around here a long time, too. And it is really hard to play from behind against Bowling Green.
Your defense, Tom, you got to be pleased with how they perform, not only solidly defensively, but, boy, were they contributing on the offensive side of the puck this weekend.
I agree, Biss. And, again, I thought we were really good defensively, but we're really working hard on trying to create more five-man offense in the zone, and we're working on dives and high cycles and slashes with our D, and just to try to have them become more active. And, you know, our load of highs, we're splitting our guys out a little wider, and that's what happened on Brett's goal. So we're just trying to do some new things right here with our defense, just to try to increase offense in the offensive zone.
Well, it's working.
Well, we'll see. It's
so far.
Two games in, but we'll take it.
Again, great weekend for you. Northern Michigan is the next opponent. Olympic size ice in week two make any difference?
Well, it's not easy, but I like some of the guys that we have on our team, though, as well. They can get around the sheet. Get around the sheet.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight.